Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans for the rewatch series. This is going to be part two of season two, week three. We are slowly getting there, folks. So let's just get right into it. We're going to jump right to couple number five, Lisa Rinna and Louis Van Amstel. If you guys have no clue what I'm talking about, make sure you listen to the previous episode. I've been getting lots of inquiries about how to rewatch these episodes or these dances. All you guys need to do is go on the Instagram page of this podcast at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, hit that link in the bio, click on it, and it'll take you there. It's pretty straightforward. So let me know if you have any other issues. DM us if that's the case. And obviously, don't forget to rate, review, and 5 stars would be great. Thank you so much. Love you guys. I really appreciate all of your support. Let's get to it again. Lisa Rinna and Louis Van Amstel, they delivered a spicy rumba, says Tom. And this is all the recap per their last week's dance in week two. And basically, Tom says, in the eyes of the judges, they were spinning out of control. I believe this is Lisa Rinna's actual breakout dance. Honestly, you guys, this was the dance for sure that I think really got her almost to the end of the competition. And no, it wasn't the rumba. It was this jive that they were about to perform. And so I remember this hot pink fringe that she wore as her costume. And then it just cuts back into the package recap to Bruno. When you spin out of the turn, he says, you lose the control. So if you were to manage your energy and your control, you will do so much better. And then Lisa says, there's no room for a bad performance as they were rehearsing. And she said, there's one bad week and I'm cut. And then Lisa said in rehearsal that she put so much pressure on herself and that, you know, you can't do this in this competition. And then Louis gives, you know, one of his wise lectures that Louis loves to give. And basically, Louis said, you know, that's one way of looking at it, but I'm not going to be nervous this week. Just make sure you have confidence that you can do it. And Lisa says, it's hard to handle and I feel broken and like emotions happen. And you're at this point in the competition. I think she was just seeing how, you know, invested you have to be as far as the show goes. And there's so many millions of things, especially for these celebrities that are thinking about everything that we're telling them a million times. They don't want to disappoint us or let us down. And on top of it all, they have to hear sometimes not so nice comments from the judges, you know? So Lisa starts to cry, but it's so sweet to see these two really be there for each other. You know, Louis really loves Lisa. And I still think to this day, I mean, I just remember he had such a different and better, to be quite honest, experience with Lisa than with his partner for season one. You know, these two really created such a special bond that you were able to feel and, you know, witness, even if you weren't there live in person. So basically, in their package, Lisa starts to cry, but it's so sweet, you know, and Louis really was there for her, supporting her, hugged her. You know, you just have to be able to show your emotions on the show because, you know, no one can read your mind, right? So he really was there as a great friend. And he said in his interview, Louis did, that I was so happy. He said that I could be there for her. And then it cuts to Lisa saying, look, I'm so hard on myself. And this week it's time to switch it up. And then they basically cuss and have fun for a second there. And then it cuts to their rehearsal where they go straight into jive kicks. And I have to say, Louis is one of the best jive dancers that I've ever seen. There's like another world champion from back in his era that is an amazing jive dancer as well. Just two different styles. But I have to say that this was one of his, Louis's best dances as a competitor and still is to this day, I think. Louis says, this competition is supposed to be fun, but this is what I mean. It's not fun. This competition, I wouldn't say, is fun. You know what I mean? Like this, I hate when people say this is supposed to be fun. The pressure of you trying to fake that you're having fun when you're actually under high stress, but it doesn't have to be either or. You could still be stressed and still have fun, right? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just human. Anyway, you know, with Dancing with the Stars, you can definitely, going back to the whole fun thing, you can definitely try and be in the moment, like that in the present moment. And that will help when it comes to not worrying about, you know, stuff that you can't control. So anyway, basically the package gets a little tense, I would say, or you see Lisa get frustrated. It's basically you see Lisa being so hard on herself and a little self-deprecating, and or like when you've broken down, like as the celebrity on Dancing with the Stars, it actually honestly gives you a hidden bonus or added bonus points because it just shows that you care. And I think the audience really relates to that. Because I think people have the misconception that celebrities are, like, all celebrities are privileged. And are celebrities privileged? Yes. But we also are human, right? We have human and real issues that, like, I'm sure anyone can relate to. I think when you show that human side of you, especially on the show, when you're doing like something challenging and hard, like ballroom dancing, which can be super discouraging, this is what I mean by I miss this on the show. Like I miss moments like what Lisa and Louis showed during their rehearsal, because very rarely, you know, do they capture these moments to this day because it's so hard. You know, it's ballroom is not easy. And then the turnaround, the pressure of constantly being pulled a million different directions, especially for the celebrities, isn't something that they're used to. The celebs, meaning that they're not used to that, right? Especially most actors, especially they're not used to dancing or acting live. I think it's the live that really irks them, maybe, which is the difference between them and athletes, let's say. So, you know, actors are used to taking a few takes, right? Not just one and done. So, you know, I get it. And what's so great though about Lisa is that you were able to see her vulnerability, especially with someone, you know, like Louis. It's super relatable. I think not only was this dance their breakout dance, but it also in a way was like a reverse psychology when it comes to, you know, right? Like the judges probably thought different of her as well. Like, well, you have it, you're gorgeous. You've got a amazing fit body. You have a perfect life. Everything just looks like it comes easy to maybe somebody like Lisa. And some people, as it is normal, may subconsciously get envious, and it's just natural. It's human nature. So to see her be human and just be emotional because of the tense rehearsals and the pressure is actually refreshing. Okay, so this dance, no wonder I remember this routine, because they definitely had their breakout dance that night of week three of this competition with the dance, which was their jive. They danced to Jailhouse Rock, amazing song. Like you can't get a better jive song than that, which again proves my point that the music was just so fitting, everything about it. There was hits, there were accents that Louis was able to choreograph and hit with Lisa, which made their routine look super dynamic. You know, everything was balanced, from their package made sense to the costumes and wardrobes to the dance to the music. Everything was in synergy. It's so important. Everything has to correlate, right? Like you can't do a package, like I had said the previous week when I talked about, I think it was Tony and Stacy Keibler. You know, trying to be sexy is the package. Like, that's the challenge for the couple, or that's what you're looking at when you're watching their package. And then they come out there and they're not sexy when they do their rumba. So it just defeats the package or the purpose. So everything needs to have, I believe, a through line. Now that I'm watching all of this for the first time, like from top to bottom, and I think, you know, when it's disconnected or when it's not connecting the dots per se, it isn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the most memorable, right? I would say. So their jive for me, Lisa and Louie's jive, was definitely on point. However, she did mess up during their side-by-side piece, which wasn't necessarily side-by-side, which was off, because it was interesting. Louie's such a stickler for spacing, and it was interesting that he chose to stand behind her. If anything, it's like he should have been a little like further in front of her in case she needed to see what was next as far as footwork and choreography goes. But I believe Louie scooted up, right? Just or back. I don't know why. I think it was just, who knows? You know, maybe, you know, in the past, Lisa may have never made this mistake before, but this is why I get so nervous letting my celebrity, who may not have a lot of dance experience, do side-by-side choreography. If I do a side-by-side piece, you know, we're either holding hands or we're looking at each other, we're dancing like still in the direction of looking at each other, even if we're not holding on to one another, or we're rehearsing the shit out of it to the point where it's in my celebrity partner's muscle memory. But there was only one little stumble with Lisa and Louie. However, her whole demeanor, like her sense of freedom and body language and technique, was actually on point. And they showed her flexibility. She was musical. She was definitely never off time. They did pivots and triple steps around the floor, which is a basic jive move, which was not easy. Similar to like what Denise Richards had said in our interview and conversation just a couple of weeks ago, she was saying that sometimes Max could give her maybe a little too much energy. And look, I understand what she means, because when I dance with Louie, for example, you know, I'm definitely not as small as Lisa was, right? So she's probably like half my size. But at the end of the day, Louie's so powerful and it's beautiful to witness. And it's sometimes, for the most part, it's great to feel. But sometimes with adrenaline on top of the power, it can take you off your feet, right? So it was refreshing to actually see Louie just dance selflessly, meaning like he was able to cater to his partner, to be with her, not to dance full out to his potential, right? So this is what I mean by when you dance with celebrities, you have to take a breath as pros and really understand and ask yourself why you're here. You're here on this show as a pro dancer to make your celebrity look good, to make your celebrity shine. It's not called dancing with the pros, right? So they know, meaning the audience, the judges, everyone knows that we can dance. But when you highlight your celebrity, you actually stand out as a pro dancer when you become selfless, right? It's not about you. But what it is about you making your celebrity feel comfortable both mentally and physically. That's the job. So that when they actually go out there and perform their number, it doesn't look awkward. You look like you're taking care of them. You're not always looking for the camera for yourself. No, you're there to cater to your celebrity. Okay. For any new pros listening to this, this is what you got to do. Okay. That's the secret. And there's no secret. Like, that's the premise of the show. So don't try and fight it, because you ain't going to win. Period. I really would have loved to see Lisa, though, really pick up her knees and dance more towards the balls of her feet like she was in hot sand and not be so flat-footed. You know, anyway, I think this was the best dance by far for the both of them. And I give Lisa, Rena, and Louie Van Amstel an 8. So let's get to the judges' comments. Bruno said, "Well, turbo Lisa, tonight you are in the zone. Precise, accurate, you controlled yourself, and you are much more effective. Your footwork was great. It was great fun, and what a bounce." Len said, "Well, first off, I love the start of the stairs and the way you just came down. You use the nuances in the music. I saw some real basic jive, which is great. And then it picked up with those fabulous pivots in the end. I'm telling you right now, it's your best performance of the season." That's amazing. Carrie Ann said, "I have to say that your body looks amazing in this outfit. On top of that, you danced so well tonight. I'm so happy and so excited for you." And Lisa and Louie are obviously reacting and jumping up for joy. And Carrie Ann continued and said, "It was truly you know, your best dance of the night. And I couldn't agree more with all three of them. Tom did point out and say maybe crying was a good thing in rehearsal, and then said that he smells some good scores coming up. Then they're in this red room with Samantha. Samantha says after they got their score, which was a 898, which is great for week three, 25 out of 30. Samantha said, this was your best score yet. How much does this mean to you? And she basically showed a picture of her two girls, little girls, now not so little. They're like in their early 20s or late teens, something like that. And they're like very successful, gorgeous models, I believe. I could be wrong though. But anyway, she showed a picture of Lisa's two girls in her costume. And it was so cute. Like when you're so emotional and you're on a high from all this adrenaline rush, like anything will make you cry, right? Anything. Anyway, she basically said that it's been a rough week for her because they had to put their dog to sleep. Oh my God. I can't even imagine. Oh my God. I think I would die. I would die. I'm going to die with my dog. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, and I think this, honestly, in my opinion, as far as her dance goes, was the reason maybe why she made it so far. I think they made it to the semifinals, I believe, or quarterfinals. Anyway, we'll see. But this was definitely memorable. And most definitely, not just the dance, but the package, the bond. You can tell that they created even more of a bond, Louis and Lisa. You know, I still think they should dress up as Halloween as one another, because God damn it, that would be so funny.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Let's move on to couple number six, Stacey Keibler and Tony Devilani. So Stacey looked absolutely drop dead gorgeous as she had her hair slicked back in a black lace tango outfit. Obviously, each couple is either doing a jive or a tango, and standard ballroom tango, that is, just as a reminder if you didn't listen to last week's episode. Tony obviously looks as dapper and handsome as ever with his hair slicked back. You know, both of these couple, like this couple especially, they look very like Latina and Latino. As they get introduced, Stacey looks very nervous, I have to say. And then there comes the recap of their last week's dance, which was a rumba, and Tom basically says Stacey and Tony did a rumba, but did they make the judges swoon? And then it cuts to Bruno saying it was the dance of the night. You know, it's so funny that they always cut to Bruno. I can't help but just witness that and say it. I wonder why. Maybe because he's super animated. Who knows? But then it cuts to the two tens that they got from Len Goodman and Bruno Tonioli last week in their rumba. And then it cut to Carrie Ann, who gave them a 9. They were so happy. And then it cuts to Stacey Keibler's interview basically saying, I love that we just got a high score, But now, similar to Drew, week one is kind of scary because we have to work that much harder to continue on being in first place. This is exactly the pressure that Drew felt when, you know, we got the highest score of the night during week one. And then it goes to the rehearsal, back to rehearsal. And Tony basically says, "Do you see how high you are?" And as Stacy kind of stumbles, he meaning high, like, she's not supposed to. In the tango, you have to stay one level and you're not bent. You're just, you basically just have a flex to your knee. There's no rise and fall in tango, right? You want to pretend that you're standing in a room with a very low ceiling, right? So Tony gets in his mood, as I've realized and seen patterns here, that every time that he's like frustrated, it must have been like either day one or like the start of day two. Because I remember also feeling like this. Like, I have a lot of compassion for him because the pressure, especially for him, because mind you, he was already an established teacher and professional dancer in the competitive circuit. So I'm sure he was also getting an earful from like very high profile ballroom adjudicators in the competition world. And like, the last thing he was ever going to think or want really is to have someone like me who just started her competitive career as a professional. Mind you, I had already been known as an amateur, but still, like, to have me who, like, he had way more titles under his belt. It was kind of a blow to the ego, I would assume. So like I said, this show brings out vulnerability in you. And if you're not ready just to bear all, it's going to be a tough fight. And I think Tony Dovolani started to really understand that as he progressed and as he continued doing more and more seasons. Okay. And then basically, you know, Tony says, "Do you see how high you are?" And Stacy kind of like fumbles. He doesn't even help her up, which is so sad and rude. The harder, you know, Tony is, the more Stacy you could just see is just not responding well to it. Look, this is what I do. I test my partners out from the get-go when I used to be on the show. Like during the season, I see how far I can push them. Whether you want to say that's bad or good, it's irrelevant. So I'm just telling you what I do. I want to know how hard of a coach, though they say they may want someone to be hard on them, how much can they really take before they just want to give up and feel discouraged, right? You can feel it. Like I can, at least. I can feel when, you know, let's say my celebrity normally is able to take my criticism, but then had enough of it, for example, or when they just can't take it at all. And that's okay too. You know, there's a difference. Like if you see your celebrity not take criticism well, you have to figure out another way, because at the end of the day, you need them to go out on the dance floor during the live performance with confidence. And the last thing that they need, honestly, is their partner, right? Their other half, their better half, to not be on their team or to not feel like you guys are a team. So I've done it all to where I've been hard regardless, you know, and it didn't matter if they couldn't take criticism. I refused to change my teaching style. That was during the like earlier seasons, I would say. And, you know, I was still hard on them and that definitely did not work whatsoever. And it was at the end of the day, I could have made that person feel good, but instead I was stubborn and I chose not to change my teaching style. So I think knowing that this was Tony's first season, he learned as he progressed, as I said earlier, but Stacy, I think it was more like her love language was more of affirmations, right? Like she wanted words of affirmation. Tony says that Stacy has to keep her knees bent because the tango dance is danced with your knees bent. And then Tony said to Stacy during their lesson that you're not allowed to straighten your knees. Ouch. And Stacy says for the first time in this competition, my legs may be at actually a disadvantage to me. And then Tony gets really frustrated and he's not happy. And he said, "You follow me, just follow me." And he's rolling his eyes. He's super discouraged and frustrated. And it just eats away at her soul. Maybe this is the reason why they just didn't win, regardless of the freestyle, honestly, because no one likes to see this, especially like someone like Tony, right? When you're hard on someone who's so sweet, it's one thing. If he had like a Tatum O'Neal, for example, then of course it all makes sense, right? But Stacy is so sweet and he was really hard on her from day one. And then there's also like a difference with me being hard, a hard ass, like, you know, like he was able to throw it back in my face when it comes to me and Drew Lachey, right? But then it's one thing if you would have seen me act the same way with Wayne Newton or like a Drew Carey. It's just not a good look. I've done it all, believe me. Stacy said in their rehearsals that, you know, we don't have a lot of time to do anything right now. And then she said, I don't know what I'm doing to Tony. This was like in scene. And then Tony says, I know, you don't have to keep clarifying that. And then she said that Tony has split personalities. Basically, he comes in when he's teaching me and he gets frustrated. And then he's manhandling me. And then as he's adjusting like her head, when you're in frame, as we do with our celeb partners, you saw Anya do it 2 weeks ago in that episode with Jerry Rice when they were doing their quick step. And Stacey expressed how bad that hurt. And Tony says, I don't care. And the audience is laughing uncomfortably. And I'm not sure if it's the live audience that I heard there or was it a fake audience? Because who knows back then? I don't think nowadays, if you were to show that footage, no one would be laughing. It would be actually quite uncomfortable. Then Stacey was doing a quick on-the-fly interview. I guess, you know, things got heated. Tony left because, like, the producers always ask you to leave the room, whoever's not being interviewed, because they want the person who's being interviewed to be able to speak freely about the situation at hand. And in their case, it was the fact that they weren't getting along and there was tension, right? So Tony left, and as she was about to say something about how, like, you know, she didn't understand why Tony was just so upset or that he was strict, Tony just barges in to the studio mid-sentence, and you see Stacey kind of panic, like, are you going to say something, like, to the producer filming her? Anyways, so this is what they do. Okay, so I remember I've done a few of these myself where it's like the last thing I want to do is do an interview about me being mean to my partner or my partner just complaining and whining and me cussing him out, right? So anyway, so she was trying to Stacey was trying to explain how this is the other side of Tony's personality where he's like really strict and like trying to say that he was the devil, but in a joking way, obviously. But as she was saying that, he was walking in and he was walking in just still so upset. You can see that. And she goes, wait, hold on. And she didn't even get to finish how much of a devil Tony was. And then the audience laughed. But I love that they showed that because normally I don't think I've ever seen them show this, like meaning breaking that fourth wall. But again, haven't watched it all from the top to bottom as far as these seasons go. So who knows? So I guess at the very end of their routine, they add this fight scene where Stacey basically strangles and wrestles Tony to the ground, I believe, as they are about to get there. So they obviously she had learned her routine and now they were just adding the decor to it, the detail. And you can tell that this was probably about day three into rehearsal because Tony was laughing, which means, you know, again, that Tony must be satisfied with the choreography or that he got everything set in stone. You know, Monday was probably just around the corner. And anyway, Tony was laughing and saying, I'm sure you can't wait until you do that move on me. And then Stacey was basically seen choking Tony in scene, that is, not in real life, though I'm sure she wanted to. And I guess she pushed him to the floor. And at the end, she looks into camera and says, Tony, you've got it coming for you. All right, so let's move on to their dance. Okay, so they hold their frame and their tango. They definitely stayed in ballroom hold when it comes to like accomplishing that challenge of basically competing in a standard dance, the tango, right? I would have liked a little bit more attack when it comes to Stacey. And look, this is the thing. They danced to a Chicago song, right? From the musical Chicago on Broadway. And there were so many accents that weren't choreographed. And for me, that's hard. It's just like, oh, what a waste of great music. And this has nothing to do with Stacey, obviously. Like what I'm saying is that when you have such a wonderful piece of music, like this one, for example, I think it's Cell Block Tango. Everyone knows the song. So when you have a powerful song like that and you don't choreograph to those hits, especially in a tango, and especially because you have to stay in hold, your routine will fall flat. It's just the way it is. It'll have zero dynamic. It will almost look like as if you're not listening to the music or as if you choreographed this piece prior to them giving you the song, which is a big no-no. And I don't believe Tony does that. So I think, you know, Tony's obviously capable of putting on show numbers, as you've seen throughout his season, especially when he won with Melissa Rycroft for All Stars. What would have been great to see a little bit more of are like those staccato pieces, like Viennese crosses, you know, maybe slow moments and then fast and sharp moments. And then, you know, just to do quick and quick and quick, it just becomes super redundant and monotone that it looks too easy almost, right? And it didn't look like, you want to feel like you're on the edge of your seat when you see a tango. You want to feel it in your gut, right? Whatever the music is playing, whatever, however the dancers or the pro dancer and the celebrity, like what their chemistry, like you don't have to look at each other to have hot chemistry or passionate chemistry. It's the energy that two people give to one another, right? And that perform on your TV screens at home. Anyway, now look, Stacey definitely stumbled. She was on the wrong foot. And I believe it was quite obvious. Tony tripped, you know, on her foot, actually. And I saw it right before she did that high kick in the tango. And right, I think it was right into the tango link. There was like the link, meaning like the switch of the head, right? You see lots of head whips. There were too many tango links that made no sense musically. And it's just her intensity was more in her mouth. Like instead of squinting her eyes, she pursed her lips. And I don't think that gives enough passion or determination or focus. Even though I know she's all of that. Like I know that this woman, Stacey Keibler, I would love on the show, by the way, but she is very determined. She wasn't obviously where she was and succeeded in everything that she did if she wasn't determined and focused as just a person who wants to do a great job, right? So that was the one thing that was a little bit underwhelming, was the fact that it was very manufactured. And I'm not, as you guys know, a fan of stuff that is fake. Also, I think the intensity that she needed to exude, like her chin needed to like still be a little bit more, not so much down, but more like up. You want to show off your neck as a woman, right? Your spine is straight and the head needs to still be in between your two shoulders. So nothing should be, as far as energy goes, go like down into the floor. You shouldn't be looking down. But what needs to happen is like what I said, which is like to make these quick fixes. If you're trying to display, if you don't feel it, right, then you're going to have to try and fake it. And the way to fake this is to squint your eyes, people. Squint your eyes, close your mouth, but don't purse your lips and don't make your eyeballs wander around the room. Focus like as if you're Superman, okay? Almost like you want your mouth to be kind of like relaxed a little bit. So anyways, that's what I would have told Stacey. But also another helpful hint for anyone who may be listening, who may be doing the show, sound effects, make them. Use that to your advantage. Every time, like a head whip to really scream like right away. Like it just adds, I wish you guys could see me. I look crazy. It just adds more dynamic. Okay. Especially in the Paso Doble or any of the passionate dances like Argentine Tango, Tango, or like, you know, really though, what that mainly comes from the man, but still add on to it. Who cares? Anyway, all in all, Stacey had, of course, beautiful leg action, but I didn't really see any heel leads either, right? So it made it look too soft and fragmented, which was, again, not Stacey's fault. But, you know, it was a waste in my eyes of just a great piece of music, which is such a shame, really, to be quite honest. I would have added way more hits and accents. It's like, you know, it's a dream for a choreographer, that song to have, especially when you're so restricted within the standard international ballroom dances. And when you have rules to abide by, you know, you got to get creative. Anyway, I still give, though, Stacey and Tony an 8 because, honestly, it was still awesome. Like, I'm just being really picky. Let's move on to the judges' comments. Len Goodman said, you know, dancing is like life. You have good weeks and you have bad weeks. Oh, you know, it ain't going to be good what's about to come out of his mouth. And Len said, you have weeks at your high, you have weeks at your low. Last week, your rumba, I still can't believe after only 2 weeks, somebody like you can produce such a great dance this week. However, your tango game was great, but I really truly believe there was not enough emotion coming out. And then Stacey has the balls to talk back to Len and looked super confused, first of all. And she said, at the end, you didn't look at the end? Like, but Stacey, my love, doesn't just happen at the end. And it's not just movement. The feeling comes from within. The feeling comes from the moment you hear that English man announce your name until you go to the judges. Like, it's just, it's a feeling that you can't put into words. It's not about the steps or the choreography. It's like when I feel a piece of music, you'll hear or see my emotion. Like, it's just the way it is. Anywho, Len basically said to Stacy and snapped back at her, "Don't look at me like that," or to Tony, one of the two, I don't know. And then Bruno said to Len that, you know, she was strangling him. What more do you want? And then actually, Carrie Ann was laughing out loud. And then Len pushes Bruno off of him because you know how Bruno gets very much in your face and animated. And he said, "At the end, you had aggression, you had emotion, but the rest of it was like a cold fish." Oh no, Tony was going to be, Tony was not happy. I bet you, only you can imagine. But you have to, honestly, I want you guys to watch season 2, episode 1. Okay, when they did their first dance, you should have seen Tony react. Oh my goodness. Carrie Ann said, "I do have to agree. Your lines are absolutely gorgeous. Your posture is beautiful. Everything you do is great. And everyone's going to have a hard time competing against you. And everything you hit is so beautiful." But Len is correct. I guess 90% of your dance was just a painted on face. Yeah, that's what I said earlier, you guys. Like, you just didn't see it. Like, you didn't feel it. It felt very manufactured. Bruno said what she had was super modern elegance. That was fantastic. That was the best lines of any girl in all seasons, all two. And she's naturally gifted. So this tango, he says, was very, very good. And then Len was fighting with Bruno, which is, again, amazing. I miss when the judges honestly have this banter, especially, and they need to have more camaraderie, honestly. And he says that that's something you see in a foxtrot, not a tango. Good on Len. Anyway, he continues, and then Len continues, and you can hear them in the background say, "You got the wrong dance, Bruno," as basically Stacy and Tony walk into the red room. I'm sure that Len honestly really helped these two, I would say, especially in the earlier seasons, maybe help them coach, you know, a little bit, or just inform them of what the differences are between like Latin versus standard and smooth versus rhythm and whatever. And I'm sure also with experience, you know, hearing from Len whenever they see our rehearsals, I'm sure they know and comment between like, okay, so for this couple, for instance, there were no heel leads. And why do we need heel leads? Because it's a quick step, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, I still would love you guys. I'm in a petition. Can you help me? I want to see Bruno just do one dance. I just want to see him do one ballroom dance like Tom Bergeron. And then like Samantha Harris, I want to see Carrie Ann do a dance with a pro and have the audience vote on what dance they think they should do season 33 and who they should dance with for season 33. Let's do this. Let's make this happen, people. Okay, so now it cuts to Stacy and Tony in the red room. Samantha says, "This has been quite the dance. Especially last week, Samantha pointed out that they got two tens and it's never happened so early in our competition before," meaning all 1 1/4 of competition so far, since this is only season 2, week 3. And Samantha basically asked Stacy, "Are you afraid that you're peaking too early?" And Stacy says, "I don't know, because the rumba was so, you know, I was so excited to do it and I love moving my hips. And I have to say that tango was just much more of a challenge and it was way more challenging. Like, as far as, you know, the woman may not have much like compassion, but, you know, 42-inch legs may not have had much hindrance here." And then Stacy continues and says, "You know, you actually have to look like you're going to the ballroom." And she mimics what she has to do, which is squat down, stay bent, and pigeon-toed, which is actually quite accurate. And except you can't stick your bum out. And then Stacy goes and says, "Look, at the end of the day, you also have to get your head in the right position. You have to look mean, you know, it's just so much harder than it actually looks." And I don't know, I kind of felt like it was kind of the same trajectory and answer as what Giselle had given. Like, okay, yeah, this is part of the challenge. Like, there's a million things to think about. No one said ballroom dancing was easy, I hope, at least. Anyway, the judges obviously still loved it because it didn't match their scoring. They gave Tony and Stacy 3 9s, believe it or not. And I just love how they give so much. By the way, though, I think maybe it was more constructive with Stacy. For sure, I'll give them that. But to give them 9s, like when they didn't even say one positive thing, really. Anyway, and again, like with me and Drew's quick step 9s, we totally fumbled and messed up. And even Stacy did at one point during this tango, and we still, I don't know, who knows? They're much better, I would say, now at least as far as matching what they're saying goes, than they were for sure in the previous seasons. Anyway, so that gives Stacey and Tony a grand total of 27 out of 30 for week 3 of the competition.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Couple number 7. We only have 2 more couples left, I believe. It's your favorite. He's the people's choice. And winner, maybe. Master P and Ashley Del Grosso. So Tom introduces Master P and Ashley by saying a fiery relationship with our judges. But last week, a dancer would emerge per Bruno. Somewhat unpredictable, Master P and his partner, Ashley Del Grosso. Then it cuts to a clip of their quick step from last week. Tom said last week the judges saw potential in Master P, and then it cuts to Bruno saying that the ice is starting to melt and the dancer is starting to emerge. And then it cuts to the results show where you see Master P and Ashley in the bottom 2 along with Tatum, O'Neal, and Nick. And then you see Ashley's face when Tatum and Nick's names were called to go home and be eliminated. And then you see the shock in Ashley. And then it cuts to, you know, their interview, and Master P says, I guess they get to see the bad guy dancing the jive. And Master P goes on to say, I'm not arrogant. I'm not a bad guy. And Ashley, this was all in confession when they were in confessionals. And Ashley nods. And then he says, and then she said, I know. And then he goes on and says, I'm the most respectable guy that you're probably ever going to know. And then Ashley said, that's actually true. And then it cuts to their rehearsal. Basically, he's trying jive kicks. Ashley says that hopefully everyone can see that this guy is not so tough as he may actually seem. And then it cuts to them looking like they're having fun and enjoying themselves. And then, you know, she said that he's trying and he's learning to love it. And then you see them goof around with each other. They do some hip hop moves. And then she says to Master P, you're going to swing me through your legs. And Master P looks shocked. And then he said, making me work harder than ever. And then it made her smile as far as Ashley goes. And then Ashley and Master P, Master P said to Ashley that, you know, look, I know this is your dream job. And he said, you know, this is not my life, but this is your life. And then he cuts to this interview and it says, I really want to see other people, especially people like Ashley, follow their dreams. And then basically it cuts to them doing an out of studio shoot after they, you know, give a high five. Ashley says, I'm going to let Master P take me to the basketball courts and I'm going to show him the similarities between jive and basketball. Then it cuts to them doing like basketball drills. Their feet are moving really fast. Master P shows like Ashley how he does it. Ashley screamed at like really squeaky loud scream. And she goes, that's exactly right. That's the speed needed in the jive, which is true. So there you go. I guess there are some similarities. And then she goes on and says, why can't you do that on the dance floor? And then you see Master P picking her up so that she can make a slam dunk, which she does. And it's very nice, you know, and refreshing to see this partnership, whether it was fake or not, it didn't come across like that. So I think the only part that was scripted was them going to this basketball court, right? And to do something that Master P was excited to do. And maybe it was the same basketball courts that his son got injured on. Just kidding. Anyways, I don't know if it's the same one, same sport, but I think it is the same sport. Basketball was how his little Romeo got injured. So look, Master P said, I'm going to bring these same moves into the jive as he slam dunks, which was pretty impressive. Actually, he really did that. And he should do basketball with the stars, not so much dancing with the stars. You can tell that he's very talented when it comes to basketball. He basically made a shot. His back was facing the net. His legs were spread apart, kind of like the way he needs to stand when he's like leading Ashley and wanting to like just not necessarily have steps. That's the wide stance I was talking about. Heller. Anyway, he bounces the ball in between his legs and it makes the basket. It's pretty impressive. You should watch it. Anyway. And then they give another high five and then it cuts to their dance, the jive. So the jive was supposed to be the challenge, right? And as I was watching this dance, it didn't turn out quite like how I had hoped, with like this package being such a positive, hopeful, maybe he is the dark horse, maybe he'll get his head out of his ass and put some dance shoes on, obviously, you know, but you see them just warm up to one another. Ashley does have his back. You can tell, you know, him saying Ashley's doing her dream job and that he's going to give it more of a shot and try harder. You know, this is the one dance actually that he could get away with, like, you know, maybe wearing Master P shoes or P Miller shoes. I think, you know, I would have done that knowing today, let's say I didn't think that I would have done it back in season two, as far as wear tennis shoes, because of the way I was trained. But I would have dressed up like Master P if I was his partner for the jive. Like I would have worn a P hat, like a black rhinestone P baseball cap, kind of dressed like him, right? With tennis shoes, with P Miller shoes. Maybe he didn't make them for women, but he could have got it done for Ashley, I'm sure. Anyway, I would have made his jive less jivey and more Lindy Hop, because it's a lot easier. You're like literally just hopping, right? You're doing like hop and rock steps. You're not doing that jive action with the knees or having to so much like get your kicks and flicks all precise. Like that's the hard part. And I think like with a Lindy Hop, you can get away with more. Anyway, it was only season two. So, okay. So the execution of the basic movement that I saw these two do that you need, especially as far as the jive goes, you have to stay on the balls of your feet, as I mentioned earlier, and you got to keep those heels, the heel, whether it's a heel that you're wearing or P. Miller shoes, it doesn't matter. Your heels shouldn't touch the floor. You know, there were moments of him actually letting loose, but there was also a moment where I thought they both literally just gave up and threw in the towel and they started doing like a weird line dance in the middle of their jive routine. I have no idea. It was kind of random. I think it could have suited him better, but honestly, you know, this guy probably just gave it only a couple of hours, and it's not like, you know, let's not forget they also did an out-of-studio package, which must have required a full day from them, because there was no way Master P was going to go and shoot that for 3-4 hours, right? Because it's a multi-camera shoot, so they need more than just one producer. They have like 3 to 5 cameras during any out-of-studio shoot package. They weren't going to go back to rehearsal, put it that way. Master P wasn't, at least. So, look, I think that Ashley, I would have said, honestly, if I were her, I would have said no to the out-of-studio package. But in a way, maybe that's the reason why they still don't get eliminated. Who knows? But I appreciate how he is at least warming up to Ashley because she deserves it, you know. And but what I don't appreciate is that he still is not 100% actually trying or letting, like, marinating in what ballroom dancing is, or letting him, like, just let his ego down a little bit to the point where the judges are going to just be against him, I think, now, because he's not actually taking it seriously or their constructive criticism to heart. It seems like he's only listening to Ashley, which is great. You know, it's better than nothing, but it just won't help with the judges' scores. I think they had it with them. However, we all know, you know, that he still doesn't go home after this dance. But what I loved was that he, you know, was still at least entertaining the audience. You can tell, you know, the audience was still rooting for this guy, and he would have been pretty amazing if he would have just became the underdog. Like, what a great story, right? But when you're the lowest scoring couple, you know, it's just like you need to look like you care, and you need to try and give it your all. No one's just naturally gifted as a ballroom dancer. It takes work. And he just defines, like, someone who is just so stubborn and getting, like, just the people behind him to vote. So who knows if this whole thing was calculated on his behalf or what? I hope not. Anyway, I give Master P and Ashley a 5. So let's move on to judges' comments. Carrie Ann said, "Well, I like that you actually gave it effort. I see that you went away and you worked on it and you did a notch. You did a notch better. But I have to say that we're at week 3 in the competition, and I got to say there wasn't enough what we were looking for in the jive, but I appreciate the effort." Bruno said, "I feel like that was the ghost of rock and roll. There was no flicks, there was no kicks. It was your interpretation, but this is supposed to be a jive. So if you see the standard where we're at the moment, that was not really up to scratch, I'm afraid." Then it cuts to Len. I'm scared of what he's going to say. Len said, "You know, jive is a living thing, and I don't think the world is quite ready for your version. At the moment, the jive is always developing, and I use the analogy about you and your initial, during your initial week, using your initial P. It was a little bit ponderous, I have to say, and I must say, I think it's time in that the show and you parted ways." Oh, that was harsh. But go, Len. That was definitely deserved. Actually, you can tell that he was really upset. Like, he took it personal, I think, that, you know, Len, he basically doesn't give he doesn't, like, give personal criticism, like, to the point where Len said, if you listen to the earlier weeks when it just started, like, I think it was the premiere week in week 2, Len says, "Look at me." Like, he really wanted to get in, like, get his attention here. And he cared, you know, and the fact that he even laid himself out on the line to not then in return take his advice is so disrespectful. Right? And you're not just disrespecting Len, you're disrespecting our industry, the ballroom industry. And look, when someone comes on the show and can care less, please do yourself a favor and just fake an injury at this point, because it's just not fun to watch, right? It just gets super irritating and it's not funny anymore. So did you guys think, though, for those of you that watched that season or are watching for the first time now, what do you think? Like, are you guys annoyed? Do you think it's funny? Or, like, when you have someone like Master P who still hasn't gone home and honestly can care less about what he needs to do to succeed on the show, you know, regardless. Anyway, make sure you comment on our Instagram page at Sex Lies and Spray Tans and let us know. So then Ashley and Master P, they go into the red room. And so just so you guys know, for anyone that's new or even some of my loyal listeners of the podcast, I actually just want you guys to know I watch each segment and then I comment, right? So meaning I comment writing. I write it all out, like old school, because I'm old school. Or I type it all out. Let's put it that way. And then I basically pause the video, do my own comments, my own score, and then I listen to the judges, just so you know. But what's so funny is when I said when I said that I would dress up like my partner, like Master P, right? When I said that earlier, that I would get a baseball cap that says P on it. What's funny is she walked into the red room with a baseball cap that said P on it. Not like P-E-E, like Master P. Okay. Anyway, I thought it was funny. And then that was completely different because, like, we've never seen that before. So Samantha goes to Master P, "How do you feel when the judges are so critical?" And he said, "You know, God is my only judge." I've been going through something this week. My grandma's sick. Oh, that's sad. And I've been visiting her in the hospital and she's sick. So I'm doing this for my grandmother. And this is exactly, you guys, why he didn't go home. I'll tell you that much. There was a bunch of people who most likely felt, you know, sorry for him, as I did too, and voted for him to stay because he opened up. And this is what I mean. Vulnerability is like the winner here. It's the key to the Mirrorball trophy. And then he said, look, I'm going to leave it up to God. God will judge me. But he also was vulnerable and said his family member was sick. You know, I wonder if Ashley knew, from what I remember, actually. I'm not sure if she even knew about his grandmother being sick, but who knows? Maybe I'm making that up in my head, which is highly likely. But that wouldn't be something shocking, by the way, of like hearing new news from your partner live on television. I'll just say this. Chad Ochocinco definitely kept me on my toes. Anyway, but at least, you know, you see a little bit of human vulnerability. You see like a person who's real underneath all of that, right? As far as Master P goes. And he pointed out how great of a coach Ashley was, which was shocking. And it was like, awesome. I love that he did that. And you can tell again that their bond is a lot stronger, and he's giving his partner props, which is another reason for people to vote for this couple. But I'd say whatever he said was actually genuine for the first time. So can't blame the guy, but you can blame the voters. The judges gave them a 6-4-4, which gave them a total of 14 out of 30. Samantha asked, how are you doing, Master P? And Samantha basically got totally cut off because clearly whoever was in her earpiece at that time said, okay, let's wrap it up. And Master P was basically about to answer her question, and then he got cut. Anyway, this is season 2, throwing her and production a bone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Okay, next, I think this is the last couple we have here. We've got Tia and Max. Okay, Tom says, as they do their recap of their last week's dance, Tom said, in her second week, Tia and Max rumbud their way to safety and out of the bottom two. And then it cuts to what Len said. Oh, not Bruno. I love the start. I love the swivels. And then Tia goes, I'm just so happy I was not in the bottom two. I know that every day I am getting better and stronger. Then it cuts to their rehearsal, and they're just definitely having just a cute little banter back and forth, but it's like light humor. And you can tell because I know Max, and I know that he actually has gained a lot of respect for her because she didn't let him walk all over her. You know, like I've seen like, I'm not saying Max specifically, but there are partnerships out there on the show where you definitely want to stay away from intimidating your celebrity to where they're afraid of you. Because when they're afraid of you, then they won't come to you. When they're most vulnerable, you won't get the best packages out of them because they're trying to put on a front, you know. And if they're just sensitive, you don't want this. You don't want your partner to walk on eggshells with you. You don't want to be hard on them to the point where you just destroy their own self-love and their any type of like fun or hopeful feelings towards the show, right? You don't want them to feel discouraged because you can't turn that around during the live show. You can't fake that. And look, she stood up to Max, and that was why I think Max really liked Tia, and she did not let him walk all over her. So now we're going into week 3, and their bond is definitely back as far as them being more connected than ever. From here, you know, they're just being super cute, yet Max is being still like a little harsh, but in a good way, not a nasty competitive way. Then it cuts to a scene of Tia actually dancing a tango with Arnold Schwarzenegger in a scene where they danced, like, I wouldn't say it was more like Argentine tango in a movie called True Love. I'm sure you guys know it, because if I do, everyone does. She looked absolutely drop dead gorgeous, both in the movie and back in season 2 when she did this tango. And then, you know, like, this was like, honestly, when Arnold was the governor was when that season was happening. Season 2 back in 2006 or 5. Six, sorry. Then it cuts back to the rehearsal where Max, you see his eyes roll a little bit and he goes, I don't remember this. And then Tia goes in her interview that, look, people may think I know how to tango because I did a scene in the movie. And then she said, look, we can just copy. Can we just copy the True Lies tango to Max? And he definitely has never watched it before, as Tia pointed out so cleverly, and said, no, we're not doing that. And then it cuts to Tia in rehearsal saying, we're in hell. And she said, every week just gets harder and harder, and there's 10 times more steps because the music gets longer. So let's just, as a friendly reminder, you guys, my listeners, Tia just had a baby, okay? And she's having to deal with all of this, plus her hormones, I'm sure, going crazy a little bit or trying to get back to normal. And then Max basically shuts Tia up after she kind of complains about how much harder it is this week. And then their package, though, all in all, was nice and light and fun. And I have a feeling that these two are not going home this week for some reason. I do believe, though, maybe Giselle and Jonathan will, but we shall see. Anyways, let's look at Tia and Max's tango. So I have to say, Tia looks absolutely drop dead gorgeous again. She looks fake. She looks like she's AI, because her skin, even back then in this like not great, I would say, quality of footage that I'm watching, she looks amazing. I mean, she's losing weight rapidly. Her hair looks so shiny. I mean, her skin looks perfection. And Max's hair looks so shiny, though. I think I could see my reflection on it, even from watching it on my laptop. Anyway, Tia is like, my jaw dropped to the floor. Like, they're dancing to that True Love tango song that she danced with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And these two look so good together. I mean, no wonder they danced last. Normally, when you're put last, that means you're either very entertaining, you've got a lot of votes, or your dance is that good, right? So they showcase great tango basic in the beginning. They have such a great, Max has an amazing frame. Pros, take a look, okay? Pros this season. Not all of you, but most. It's more of like, tango is more of a rigid frame. So basically your elbows are at a 90 degree angle, and same with your forearms, right? Your forearms lay in the same line or the same plane as your elbow. And she just like looks so feminine and stunning, like a goddess. And I think for sure, hands down, this was the best tango of the night. It did have a flavor of Argentine tango, which I love, but not to the point where like it was all Argentine tango, where it's distracting from the international standard tango, which is the challenge of that week, right? They're solid, and she definitely has it as far as the passion goes, which is something Stacey could have, you know, taken a note from, which I'm sure she did. Tia has no problem not being in character, put it that way. She just naturally has that sultry look and that passion and intense look that you need. I have to say, though, if I were to take that away from my vision, right, if I were to look at her technique from the neck down, I saw that her top was a little loose, like her from the waist up. I wish her upper half was less wobbly and more, more, I would say, toned, not like toned in a physical aspect, more like just a little bit less loose, right? You don't want to feel loose up on top because you need the strength and you need the lead and the follow and the weight distribution between each person to actually create speed and precision in the tango. But by far, this was my favorite tango for sure of the night. I give Max and Tia a 9. Boom, I'm saying it. I love that she was also still in character, by the way, even during their bow. God, I was proud of her. Good on you, Tia. Even if you don't want to come on the podcast, I still love you, like I said last week. Okay. Tia and Max bow because there was time to back then. They walked to Tom Bergeron, who basically said to Tia that we cannot believe that you had a child. And you definitely don't look like someone who just gave birth. I'll tell you that much, which is very true. I concur. Judges comments. Bruno says, wow, the ultimate tropical vamp. You had drama, you had sex appeal, you had passion, you had some wonderful lines. That execution was superb. The choreography, I must point out, was such an amazing job. It was intoxicating. Then it cuts to Len saying, you know, in all ballroom dances, it's like the woman is a flower and blooms and the man is the stem. And I must say, you were beautiful tonight. When you went into your hold sometimes, you had a problem with your left shoulder. And for me, it was a little too much of an Argentine flavor to it. Carrie Ann says, I actually got goosebumps. And that speaks millions because dance talks to your body and my body felt what you were doing. And I love your hand and hold. Great job. Then they get to the red room. Samantha said, so how do you feel? And she goes, I feel very fortunate to get, you know, such high scores tonight, which was my bad. Oops, I forgot to lead with that. Their scores for their tango was a 989, which gave them a total of 26 out of 30, which actually put TN Max. They definitely climbed up onto the leaderboard, which we will discuss here soon as I let you guys know who got the boot. Okay. Anywho, Samantha basically said, so how do you feel, Tia? You know, and she said, I feel very fortunate to get those scores tonight and I feel great. And Samantha says, you did tango for a film and just days to learn this tango. She said, how did you do it? And did it go well? And she said, I know a lot of the crew here also, you know, are like also some mothers I am friends with here. And look, to say that I have it very lucky would be the truth. Sam said, I know your goal was to lose some of the baby weight. How much have you lost? And then she said, oh, goodness, to put it in a number, I guess, over 20 pounds. I don't think that would be mentioned today, just saying with like so many different like body positivity, you know, trends that are, I guess you can call it a trend happening, body dysmorphia, having that be an actual serious issue. But all in all, obviously, Tia looks amazing. Samantha says, do you have any strategies going in the competition? And Max said, well, we take it one step at a time. And I kind of knew the judges were going to critique a little bit because of the Argentine tango choreography I put into it. But I really wanted to, you know, go out there, be passionate and come out so that we had, you know, to put in something South American, he says. And I'm very happy with the result as well. Look, I thought that was one of the best dances of the night, to be quite honest. For me, it's not about the technique as much as it is about raw, authentic emotion and good music and not awkward dancing. And for me, they checked all of those boxes, those two. Okay, so since you guys voted for me not to do a recap of result shows, right, I will go ahead and tell you who the bottom two was for week 3 of season 2's competition. And because I can't find it online, but basically it's a shocker. Master P and Ashley stay out of the bottom two, you guys. They're not even in the bottom two. And Jerry Rice and Anya are safe. Drew and I are safe. Lisa and Louie safe. Stacy and Tony safe. Master P and Ashley safe. Max safe. So that leaves the bottom two being George Hamilton and Edita, Giselle and Jonathan, with a couple being eliminated. In season 2, week 3, was Giselle Fernandez and Jonathan Roberts. Gosh, Giselle must have been so upset about that, especially with the amount of hours, right, that she wanted to put into her rehearsal. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and see you guys next week, or you'll hear me next week for season 2, week 4's rewatch recap episode, okay, which is about the halfway point already in the competition for season two. Holy hell. I don't think I've ever talked this much in my life. See you guys next time. Until then, sending you all so much love and light. Bye.
Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle. And make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.